Welcome to the Freedom Followers podcast. My name is Laura Marie and I host this podcast with my husband Travis. For the past 3 years, we have been living in our caravan, traveling and working our way around Australia. We live with two mottos in life, and that is to be as happy as possible and to experience as much freedom as we can. I'm a hairdresser, and as we travel, I also volunteer my time offering free haircuts to those experiencing homelessness and hard times. On this podcast, you'll also hear us talk to other freedom followers, people who are living unique lifestyles. So, if you're sick of the 9-to-5 grind, this is the podcast for you. We hope to offer information and inspiration. So, let's get into this week's episode. Alrighty, well, let's get into our very first episode. How are you feeling, Trev?
Yeah, not too bad. A little nervous because we're talking into a microphone and the headsets and everything like that. But let's give it a go.
All right. So let's tell people who we are.
So we're a couple in our 30s, traveling Australia and working as we go. We've got two puppy dogs. We've got a 22-foot caravan and a four-wheel drive that tows it.
Yeah. And we embarked on this journey nearly 3 years ago. Life looked a lot different back then than it does at the moment. So what was life looking like back then for us, Trav? What was it like for you?
Well, I was caught up working the 9-to-5, well, 6-to-7 grind, I guess you could say, and trying to accumulate everything I could to start my own business as a mechanical workshop. It was very mundane to me. It might not be to some, but it was to me. And I really guess at the time, I just didn't know any different.
Yeah, that's right. And life used to look very different for me as well. I was a hairdresser, started at the age of 15, and I had always wanted my own hairdressing business. So as soon as I qualified, I started out and went out on my own, branched out into hair extensions and wigs and all this different stuff. And I just found that the more I invested my soul and time into my business, the more I became drained. Stress, yeah, it just definitely wasn't what I ever envisioned or thought it was going to look like.
So now, I guess one of the reasons we decided to travel was someone very close to our family passed away at the young age of 23, and it gave me a chance to really sit back and evaluate what I wanted out of life. And what about you?
Yeah, I think that I always used to say that I was waiting for something. So I would always say that to you as well. Like, yeah. I just felt like I was waiting for something in my life and I didn't know what that was. And as soon as we started traveling, it was like an aha moment. I just realized that my soul is just too big to be stuck in one place with sticks and bricks around me. Life is beautiful. Australia has so much to offer, and I am so glad that we decided to live this lifestyle at the young age that we did, because we can continue on for so long now.
Yeah, and I think typically we're brought up that, you know, you've got to buy a house, you've got to have everything set up for yourself and around yourself, all these beautiful and lavish things, and you're determined by who you are, by what you own and what you do for a living as well, I guess.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And growing up in the hairdressing industry from such a young age, it was so much about what you looked like and, you know, your social surroundings and things like that. And it really took for me to travel to realize it doesn't actually matter what you look like. If you have regrowth, what clothes you wear, that doesn't define who you are as a person.
Yeah, it's the conversations are even different on the road, because it's not, oh, where do you live? What do you own? Where do you work? It's more so, have you been to the next site down the road and seen these beautiful waterfalls or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, living this lifestyle really is not just a journey of places and things that you get to see. It's also a journey of the soul, very much so.
It's not only just the places, it's also the people you meet and the connections that you form on the road with other people and other travellers that really, truly make this experience what it is.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're in our 30s and we probably spend more time with people 30 years older than us than we do people of our own age half of the time.
Totally. And to say that is older people also have a lot more years on us and a lot more experience and are in travelling around Australia and have the time to have been to a lot more places than we've been to yet.
Yeah, and they certainly do have a lot to teach us, that's for sure. So why did we decide to do this podcast? Well, let's start with why did you decide to do the podcast?
Well, originally when we first started travelling, we were vlogging, so video logging our whole journey. And it started off mainly for us to keep so we could look back on and family to keep up with and things like that. But podcasts offer a different avenue. So you're not looking through a camera or something like that. You can sit down, have a good honest conversation with someone over a beer, wine or a coffee. And it doesn't have the, what's the word for it? You don't feel so...
Intimidated,
yeah.
Yeah. I know for myself, like, I'm such a creative person and I love video and photography and any kind of creative outlet, but it was very daunting for you to be on camera and you're not so confident around the camera as I was. And, it wasn't easy for you sometimes, was it?
No, it does come naturally to some and not so naturally to others.
Yeah, and also when we would meet these amazing people on our journey who really did create such an important factor, they didn't always want to be on video because, like we said, not everybody's so open about being on camera. But as soon as we tell people we do a podcast and we just could sit down and have a coffee or a wine or a beer and just chat, they're so open to sitting down and doing a podcast with us.
And I think it's a lot more raw because you're not so structured in what you're going to film or what you're going to say on the film and stuff. It's more so just being yourself.
I agree 100%. So what has traveling taught you, Trav, and what are you hoping to pass on through this podcast to others?
Well, look, traveling's taught me a lot of things, and I guess the main thing that I want to pass out to other people is I really want to just stress to them that the fear of not knowing where you're going or what's happening and the fears of downsizing and getting rid of everything you've accumulated really is probably the most freeing thing you could ever do. Mm-hmm. And I guess at the end of the day, our fears are the only thing that stops us day in, day out from making this sort of lifestyle change.
Freedom really is a choice, and we are taught from such a young age that, you know, we do need our life to look a certain way. And a lot of people aren't happy living their life that way. So I think if people can start to put fear aside a little bit and really ask themselves what it is that makes them happy, I think that a lot of people would choose a lot more of a free living lifestyle.
Oh, look, just even to downsize and get rid of your weekly bills of rent, electricity, water, all the rest of it, that's freeing in its own right. But to be able to choose day in, day out, where you open that door to or what you want to see and where you want to go is just... I guess that's how we come about with the Freedom Followers, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the name really encompasses our motto of life very, very much so. At the moment, we're back in South Australia, which is where we're originally from, and we're here with your Nana at the moment.
Yeah, so we've come down, we got pretty close to South Australia, down near Mount Gambier at Port Macdonald, and I got a bit of a feeling thinking, look, I think something's wrong with my nan, I've just got to get home and see it. So we did that, and sure enough, she was in a bit of trouble, but I won't bore you with all the small stuff, and that's what's led us to be here.
Mm-hmm. And now it was really interesting to see how much people were tied up in their commitments of life, and it was really interesting to see how much freedom we had with our choice and could just go and get a job down the road or create an income with our trades and just set our lives up to be where we needed to be at that particular time.
Yeah, to put it in a bit of layman's to you, I guess, is I went back to the area I'm from in Modbury, and I was standing in line at the servo and I see the same people having the same conversations, doing the same things day in, day out. And to me, after living like this, there's probably no other thing that I'd really want to do in that anymore. It's not exciting or inviting to me anymore.
No, and I think as well, a lot of people perceive this lifestyle that they can't make a good income or they can't plan for their future, and that is not the case at all. We're going to talk so much on this podcast about ways that we create income, ways that we see other people create income. And I mean, one example is we managed a caravan park for a year and a half and we continued to do relief management. And I mean, when you're doing that, we live for free. We can basically save every dollar that we earn. And in 5 years' time, we could pay for a house outright if that was the choice that we wanted to make at that point in time. But that is the type of thing we're going to chat to you guys about on this podcast, as well as traveling with dogs, other people's stories that we meet on the journey. And yeah, we just, when we've come back to our hometown of Adelaide, just so many people say to us, well, I'm going to ask you, what's the number one thing people say to you? Let me see if we're on the same page here.
So probably, how do you do it? Do you want to catch up?
Yeah. How do you do it? I'd be so scared to do that. It's so inspiring. And I look at these people's lives and I'm like, it's just a choice away. There's just one thing that's blocking you, and that's fear. Number one fear is probably money for people, or their financial future. But as I said, we're going to chat to you guys about that in future podcasts. Is there anything you want to say to finish one up, Trev?
With the podcast, I think we'll be doing a lot of things like product reviews, a lot of place reviews, we love to talk to people that are outside the box. Now, a lot of people might think, well, I travel, but I'm not outside the box. But everyone's story is different.
Yeah.
Everyone's setup's different. And what everyone wants to take from this sort of lifestyle is different. So it's all valid.
And I think if you're spending majority of your time out of a sticks and bricks house, you're living a unique lifestyle and you're inspiring to somebody.
Totally. Well, guys, I think that's pretty much wrapped up our introduction about ourselves. Stay tuned for lots more, as we've said, and we can't thank you enough for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon.
Well, that's episode number one done and dusted. Next episode, we are chatting to Robin and Noel, who are a lovely couple traveling Australia in their motorhome, and they've been on the road for 9 months. On this podcast, we really want to create a sense of community. So if you are perhaps traveling Australia yourself or living a unique lifestyle that could inspire others, please contact me at Laura Marie, which is M-A-R-E-E, at mail.com, and we can arrange either a phone or in-person chat. Okay, guys, if you would like to also follow Travis and myself's journey a little bit closer, please search our travel page on Facebook, Freedom Followers, and we're also on YouTube. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast channel, and if you enjoyed this content, leave us a review, as this helps our channel grow and ultimately helps us create a bigger community. Thanks, guys. Catch you in the next episode.